The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Some Cork households, schools and businesses have now been under a boil water notice for 15 years and many are having to spend a fortune on bottled water. Henry McKean visited East Cork and he sent us this report.
I'm having a chat with Nicole Maverley. You moved to the area quite recently and you have a dog.
I do, I have a dog, yes.
So the dog, can the dog drink the tap water?
We prefer to give him the bottled water.
Just because you want to be safe?
Just to be safe, exactly.
And tell me about your dog.
Oh, look, he's a great dog. He's a nice big dog, so he goes through a lot of water.
What sort of dog is this?
He's a German Shepherd cross husky.
Okay.
He's well known around the area at this point.
A cross husky German Shepherd, so a big animal. And it's right now it's sunny where we're standing, so the dog will be thirsty. For you, you know, all those bottles, they add up. And you used to live in Kinsale also, you had to buy bottled water. That must all add up.
It definitely does add up, absolutely. You know, you have to buy the big 5-litre bottles, you have to buy the smaller bottles, you know, and... It's not even just that it adds up in the bottles, you're also boiling the kettle, all adds up.
And do you accept it? Do you accept that you have to do this?
I mean, look, I guess, you know, for me, I've been doing it for so long that it's kind of second nature now. But at the same time, with the way the living costs is so high at the moment, you know, every little helps. So I'd rather be able to drink water out of the tap.
So you say so long, what we're looking, 6-7 years?
Oh, we've been boiling water. Christ almighty, I'd say I've been boiling water for at least 12 years. 15 years?
Hang on.
More?
Hang on. 15 years boiling water.
Yeah.
So you've been boiling water since 2010.
We've been boiling water for a long time, yeah. We won't drink out of the taps at all.
What happened? Why?
I guess down where we were down in Belgooly, it was like a heavy limescale area. I mean, you know, you wouldn't want to drink the water because it was just very cloudy water. It just didn't look very appealing to drink. So, and it's not just that. It also damaged like the showers, the kettles. I mean, elements in the showers. We went through about 3 showers in our time down there. So it's a lot of money.
So everything broke because of the water.
Yeah, you can hear it in the pipes. And, you know, we've had plumbers come down saying the pipes have been affected by the water and stuff like that. So, yeah, in the long run, it does really affect the house and stuff like that, too.
And why can't the council and Uisce Éireann get it together?
That's a good question.
Hi, how are you? I'm Jen in Cork by Coffee in Whitegate.
So we're here in Whitegate. This is a stunning part of Cork. Describe it.
Beautiful part of East Cork. We're by the water on the pier here in Whitegate.
So we're in this, what would you call it? A container converted into this cool coffee shop right on the water. It really is lovely. Tell us, how is your water quality?
The water quality is really poor down here. We're on a boil water notice for the last few years. We have to serve bottled water to people if they ask for a glass of water in the cafe, which in this day and age is a bit ridiculous. Yeah, it's been a very long time. So even any resident in the area is boiling water to brush their teeth, to drink just their regular tap water. Everything has to be boiled. So very poor water quality.
So how frustrating is it running a small business like this?
Pretty frustrating. Like, it costs us money to buy the water. Like, if to just serve a glass of water to a customer, we have to pay for that. Which, you know, and it's not as easy as just getting it from the tap. You have to go get the bottled water from the back, serve it away. It's another thing to have to do.
And it adds up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, my name is Dara from Cork Bag Coffee, working down here in Whitegate. I've been here working for the last year.
When we take the water quality, what's it like?
Oh, it's very poor conditions down here. I myself have been living in the village for the last 2 years and, you know, it has just always been on a boil water notice. It's just ridiculous, really.
And you're serving coffee and obviously that's fine because it's boiled and it is all about, as soon as it's boiled, it's completely safe to drink. But it must be frustrating for locals having to boil the water before they drink it in 2025.
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous in 2025 to have that, especially, you know, it's Ireland, like we're a first world country, technically, you know, like we really should be having drinkable water everywhere. Bottle water, it's just the plastic waste alone is ridiculous, especially when you're buying those 5-litre ones that they're not even part of that return scheme they have anymore. It's just piling up plastic inside your bin.
And running a coffee shop, you want to be able to serve fresh water out of the tap, don't you?
You do. You actually 100% do, because water needs to, you know, a lot of people want to hydrate after they're having a few cups of coffee. Yeah, it's ridiculous, even for cooking and stuff like that. You have to be very conscious. I have 2 small daughters, and of course, if I'm making something for them, I have to be really aware of, like, what water is being used at any given time for them, especially even brushing their teeth.
Do you think the council, do you think Irish Water will be able to get it together anytime soon?
I hope so, but unfortunately I don't think that's coming anytime soon.
You're not holding your breath?
No, not at all.
I'm having a chat with Saoirse Colbert. You've got a beautiful dog here. You're out for a walk. You're getting a coffee. How's the water in your home?
Would be fairly bad for limestone. So, you know, the kettle, the taps, everything fairly damaged. And we use bottled water all the time to drink.
And how long have you been drinking bottled water at home?
A good 5 to 7 years.
That long?
Yeah.
You just can't drink the stuff that comes out of the tap?
No, well, it looks fine, but, you know, it's just...
You don't
because
trust
I suppose
it.
The kettle, yeah,
and
everything else, you know, gone through 2 or 3 washing machines, you know, those kind of things, so then you don't want to be drinking it.
And the dishwasher, can the dishwasher cope?
Dishwasher, but you have to put lots of salt
and keep adding stuff in.
Yeah, you have to look after your appliances.
And you're used to it. I mean, you're not complaining, you're not moaning. Do you accept it?
I suppose we're just used to it, do you know what I mean? And I suppose there's a lot of other bigger issues out in the world, do you know, besides my water. Some people have no water at all, do you know?
And you know, you just shrugged there. I mean, have we come to that? We just sort of go, do you know what? The water isn't great and that's just the way it is.
No, it shouldn't be. Look, and we're paying plenty in taxes and, you know, the councils are paying plenty back and putting work into the local community, but... There's budgets for everything, do you know what I mean? And it's just, I suppose I know, I accept it.
I'm having a chat with Christine O'Dowd. You have a well, that's where you source your water.
Yes, on our land.
And how is the well? How's the quality?
Beautiful, we've very good water.
So it's a good spring?
It is a very good spring, and Water Technology would service it for us. We don't want to be on the local supply. We've heard so much about it, we're not bothered about being on it. So
you don't want to be on it?
No, absolutely not.
You don't think it's going to be good enough?
No, not from what we hear.
And in 2025, should every Irish household have
their own
quality? But quality tap water?
Absolutely. I mean, it's what gives us life.
And is it a basic human right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can't live without it. You need it for everything, you know. So, yeah, absolutely, it's a basic. It's like breathing air.
And across Ireland, so many families, so many businesses, so many schools. Also, the kids can't have tap water. They have to have bottled water.
Bottled water, yeah. And that's adding plastic then to the environment because you have to bottle it.
And did we go wrong? Where did we go wrong in all this? I mean, I'm going to mention, you know, water charges.
We've got it falling out of the sky left, right and centre. Why can't we gather it and... purify it and give it to people properly? It's free out of the air. Well, I suppose it's going to take money, so who does pay for it? But I don't know that it should be us.
I'm having a chat with Noel Buckley here in Whitegate, looking over Cork. It's beautiful. Describe this view.
The view over the Cove, it's absolutely lovely. When the tide is in, it's beautiful.
So that's Cove over there.
Yes,
absolutely,
you can see
stunning.
The cathedral there in the skyline.
So that's where, all those years ago, the Titanic
left there, yes.
Left there.
Yeah.
On its last voyage.
Yes, and I'd say the water quality here was probably very good at the time.
So you're saying, back then, over 100 years ago, the quality of water was better. For you, how was it in your home?
We had to get a machine, which is under the sink, and we have to put salt in it continuously to keep the... water usable, I'd put it that way. It's very annoying, especially for people who are moving into new houses and things like that. Now you have to get the machine in to get the quality of water that you want. When the council were there, going back to when I was living elsewhere, the water quality was good and it wasn't too bad down here by all accounts.
Noel, we're now inside your kitchen. What's that under your kitchen sink with the buttons on it?
That's the clock which turns the machine on and off while we use it. There's a filter here.
So that's the filter?
So the water coming in is filtered and it comes through there and out up into the tap thing.
We've got the washing machine behind us there.
Yeah.
Does the water get affected in that too? Does that break or is the water... Oh, it's filtered through.
That's all... filtered before it gets to the machine.
Aidan McSweeney, you've just gone into Eurospar and bought some massive bottles of water. I'm guessing you haven't got good water quality.
Haven't had good water quality for 2 or 3 years now. I'm from Middleton as well, so it's all the way in, 10 kilometres.
So it's bad all around here, not just here in Whitegate.
It's horrendous. It's ruining people's lives.
And you have a young family.
I do.
And you've got to give up your time, put the kids in the car, come out here to the shop, get the bottled water, drive home with the water. And you've got to do
and
that all the time.
And pay for it, remember.
And pay.
Constantly paying for water.
You must be spending hundreds and hundreds of euros each year. It's
definitely 20 euros a week, if not more.
Well, I was post-cancer treatment and I wasn't going to drink the water after going through that.
After the cancer treatment, mm-hmm. You wanted to make sure the water was quality.
Yes, yes, and bottled water wouldn't be viable in that case, so I went for a water filter.
How much was the water filter?
I think it was about 500 euro.
500 euro. When do you think this area, this part of Cork, will have good quality drinking water from a tap?
Well, I think that's the point, that nobody actually knows anything. Nothing is communicated. You know, it's not communicated that we shouldn't be drinking the water, what we should be doing. There's no water provided. So, and we don't know when the solution will be ready, so.
And Henry McKean was reporting in Whitegate and Middleton in East Cork, some people haven't been able to drink their tap water for 15 years. Now, Ishke Aaron, set up to supply a safe and steady water supply, is attending a special meeting with Cork City Council next week to talk about Cork's untreated water crisis. This meeting will be held in private. Some of the comments coming in from Athai: we're almost 19 years in our house and have always used bottled water for drinking. The water is so hard it damages kettles, showers, etc. With renewed talk of water charges, I've every intention of fighting these in whatever way I can. I've huge sympathy with people on boiled water notice, but I cannot understand why people cannot buy a water softener. All over rural Ireland, people with wells use water softeners. I have myself an Irish water supply, but I have a softener to ensure my appliances and plumbing are protected. The quality of water in Ireland is disgraceful. Fluoride is a chemical waste that has no use or... Now, I'm not reading that nonsense, that RFK nonsense out, because fluoride is demonstrated to have very beneficial dental effects, so I'm not going to read RFK nonsense out.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.